Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. I've been having a horrible time late at night. I'm sympathy, but all of the pain hits in the violence. And then it's too much for therapy. Oh baby, heed my solution.
That is CMAT and her track Take a Sexy Picture of Me. 2025 is really shaping up to be the summer of CMAT. Powerful vocals, stage presence, great songwriting, all making the 29-year-old from Dunboyne in County Meath a global superstar. Her performance last weekend at Glastonbury got rave reviews, and she's a new album on the way as well next month. There really is no stopping CMAT. Our own Louise Duffy is here.
Hello.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
To look at the rise of CMAT, which we'll do in just a minute. But our reporter Maura Fay was in Dunboyne yesterday, CMAT's hometown, and she asked people there if they're big fans of her music.
Absolutely. She's amazing.
What do you make of her putting Dunboyne in the map?
Oh, it's incredible. Small little town like ours, and she's really put us on the map. Yeah, it's amazing. So proud of her.
Can I ask you, are you a fan of CMAT?
I am, yeah. Oh, I just think she's brilliant. You know, she came from Dunboyne, which is a lovely small little town, and she's really made us proud.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Very proud of her, very proud. It's great that she's putting Dunboyne on the map, yeah. She joins a long list of good, famous people who come through Dunboyne, like Sean Boylan there, being our number one. But yeah, CMAT's well up there too, yeah.
And what do you make of her music?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's very, very easy to listen to. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, love it.
I love her music. I'm obsessed with that new one, the one that's going viral on TikTok at the moment. She's great.
What do you make of her putting Dunboyne on the map?
Thank God. Someone had to do it. No, she's great. Love seeing Dunboyne people succeed.
I am a date.
And tell me, do you know CMAT?
I don't know, but my son knows her from school, who had his first kiss with CMAT. His name is Ryan.
Does he go around telling people that story now?
He does.
And is he still in contact with her?
I don't think so. I don't think the wife would be happy.
But does he listen to her music still?
He does indeed.
Yeah.
He loves her. Great, in the music way.
All sorts of secrets being revealed in Dunboyne. Well, Maura also met CMAT's music teacher Pat Morris at St. Peter's College in Dunboyne, and she asked Pat if she saw CMAT, or Kira's potential as she was known back then, if she noticed it when she was teaching her.
Absolutely. Kira stood out in the most extraordinary way. She was a very solo individual student who... She thrived when given opportunities. So I could see in Kira an interest in music that was separate and unusual. So I was able to feed her her interests, and her interests were kind of like North American folk music. So I was lucky enough to have been the youngest of five myself, and therefore I had been introduced to Dori Previn and Janis Ian and all these American folk artists, so I just directed Kira to these, and I could see her lapping it up. And when she then did her Leaving Cert practical exam, she had to produce six songs. So she played guitar, I played along with her on the piano, and her programme was diverse and ridiculously interesting. And I have to this day that folder, and I cherish it dearly. But she was an all around wonderful student. She played in our musical Les Misérables. She was, hardly surprisingly, but we chose for her Madame Thénardier, and she relished that role and gave it everything.
Did she always want to be a pop star, an icon, let's say?
She always wanted to be heard, and I can't answer that. But I'd imagine if she were asked herself, she would have said that she knew that she had a drive and a push to do something. And she was an exhibitionist, and she was charming, and she is. And she has a powerful hold of the audience, and a powerful stage presence, which we all love. Everybody, we're all so proud of her. Like, there's nobody who stands up as a role model for young women as well as she, I think, in Ireland at the moment. And then her lyrics are are thoughtful and they're challenging and they're progressive. So she is admired by, well, everyone.
Well, as I said, Louise is here with me, Louise Duffy. And Louise, I watched back the Glastonbury performance last night and I felt like getting out my own cowboy boots and
tooth
golden tooth jewels, all of that. She's a phenomenon.
She really is. I thought that was a lovely summation of her by her teacher. That just really encapsulates what's so special about her. I'm not sure would being a pop star have been on her list of priorities. I just think she adores music. She's a real, she said herself, she's a fangirl. You know, she likes Bombay Bicycle Club, so she's been to them 15 times. Janice Ian, all of that, like early folk. She is truly all about the music, but then at the core of it is just this depth and integrity. I don't think she would do one thing that contradicted what she believes in or what she's about, and that's really refreshing.
So tell me what's been happening over the last 5 years or so, because she started to emerge during COVID, slow and steady rise, and then last weekend, it just exploded for her at Glastonbury, didn't it?
It really did. That was kind of, you know, it was all working up to that because, you know, her first, she had two albums in 2 years and they did so well. She got herself a Choice Music Prize. She was probably just running up to the last, it went to, she didn't get it the second time, but she was there really in the run for it, Ivor Novello nominated, all of that. So she has been there, but it just exploded last weekend. It really just, we all saw just what she's capable of. And then the reviews came in. And honestly, it wouldn't be surprising for her to be headlining in a year or two. So it's just going to get better and better for her. She's magnificent.
It was The Guardian, I think, that said it was the performance of Glastonbury. Yeah. It's just extraordinary. And that she was now launched onto the global stage.
She was.
And it would be huge. The first big song was I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So that was, I mean, that just, I think she stayed true to that first sound. You know the way a musician will evolve and they'll change their, they'll move into different genres. She's really kept at the core that affiliation with country.
Bit of a twang to
everything. She's really like the witty lyrics and the bit of crack in the song. You know, she's having fun with herself and the world that we live in. So she's kept true to that, and it was just such a beautiful introduction to see Matt.
Yeah, and that really what you take from the performance at Glastonbury is that she is enjoying it so much. That performance during Take a Sexy Picture of Me, which we saw at the beginning, and that song is a fairly serious theme, but she has so much fun with it, doesn't she?
She has so much fun. I have a 3-year-old that's going around singing Take a Sexy Picture. That's just what you want, isn't it?
Just what you want.
But it is, she's really, like, this is what I mean about the depth to her. She's really exploring what we're all up against, and her particularly, she had an awful time with comments and trolls, and she put such a lovely, lilting, upbeat melody to that, but the core of it's really serious. And it's the, you know, it's the darkness of the industry and the world and Instagram and TikTok and trolls and bullying and all that.
So I'd say there's an awful lot of excitement then around this next album coming in August, isn't it? The end of next month.
Yeah, and so she called it, this is Euro Country, and I think she wants to explore via this what country music would sound like if it didn't get to America. So I don't know what that means, but I'm very interested in it. So if it didn't get to America, and again, like, she's, you know, running, planning, Take a Sexy Picture. She's looking at the darker elements of the society we live in, but again, with this beautiful, catchy music that she puts to it. So it's good stuff.
So it'll be hard to get to see CMAT now, I would imagine, you know, once this starts to roll, because I know that she has a very solid following at the moment, but this is now getting into a different realm, isn't it?
She's gone up to the next level for sure. And, you know, those people who might have seen her, I saw her a while back with John Grant in the National Concert Hall. And I knew, I just watching her perform, I was like, this, I'm lucky now here, because you won't get this intimate. She's an arena girl now.
Yeah. Sometimes when you see a performance like that, you really do feel lucky, because you think, this isn't going to happen again.
No. It was like Chapel Roan the last time she came and everyone got to see her. Was it the Olympia or something?
Yeah, small venue. And then you just know that it's not ever going to be
again. Exactly.
Wasn't it Elton John who loved that performance that she did with John Grant?
He loved that,
That's extraordinary when you get people at his level 100%. Saying, you, 29-year-old girl from Dunboyne, are doing something really special here.
And Robbie Williams loved it as well. And she's only 29, Claire. Yeah. Oh my God, she's a high achiever. But again, I just come back to that summation of her by her teacher. She was always going this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, yeah. Louise, we're delighted that you came over. Let's keep an eye on CMAT, and she deserves all the success that's coming her way. Let's let this take us to the ad break now. This is the track we were talking about a little earlier. This is I Want to Be a Cowboy.